It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi, Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Oh, wow. That was nice. It looks like we're everywhere.
I guess we'll so, find out.
Let's just start, and then, you know how I do. I like to fuck shit up, and we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
This is your Wednesday night conversation. This is Let's Have a Fifi. This is episode 4 of season 9. Wow, moving right along. I'm Felicia Minor, and in the other window is Freddie Prinze Charming. Sorry,
did
I was trying
have to
read.
Look that up. Like, I don't understand.
No,
did you forget my name?
No, I was reading while I was.
Did you do? Oh, okay.
No.
Felicia highlight forgot my name, week. Guys. Literally had to look at it. There was a pause. There was a hesitation.
No, I.
9 seasons we've been doing this, and Felicia's like, and in the other window we have.
I started reading, and I shouldn't have. I should have just stuck with what I was doing and then moved on over. As always, we'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, Allison, Best and Brandon, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, and Sassy CDS. And good news, Patricia Mason received her mug because
yes, she did.
She took the deeper plunge on our Patreon.
I recommend a deeper plunge.
I mean, go all the way, honey. Though we do have a level up from there. Yes. So I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, ooh, can I order one?
Right? I mean, I don't even have a Fifi mug. Like, what the hell?
That's how exclusive the Patreon is. We don't even have it.
We don't even have our own mugs. It's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to join for $15 a month, and then after the third month of being on the deeper plunge, then you get the mug.
And I believe the deeper plunge and above gets you early access to any of our performance videos and things like that. They always get posted there first.
Yes.
So you get to see that before they go anywhere else, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Exciting.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Shannon.
Very.
Who else is there? I know there's like 12 of you watching.
Nobody's
saying hello. Say hello. My goodness.
How was your weekend?
My weekend, well, it was my fall break, and I did a lot of, catching up while this, there's not a lot to like go do, I guess. But let's see, I wrote it down 'cause I knew I would forget. So I did a podcast interview for Respectfully Yours Photography.
Oh, nice.
Which is my photography. Yeah. And it's on the Picture Perfect podcast. And it's only on Spotify right now. But they hope to be everywhere else soon. So if you listen to podcasts on Spotify, I was really nervous and I don't know why. And I sound, you know how like you listen to something, you're like, you sound so stupid.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
I mean, I think that I sound pretty confident when we talk on here, but this was like a whole like
it's always different though when someone else is interviewing you, because like you think, you know, like, okay, I want to say things and I want to come off as like sounding, you know, cool and professional and hip, yeah, and badass, and then you're like, I take pictures for interviews.
That's pretty much
I use my camera and then I make them stand there and then they take their pictures.
And that's the interview. Ooh. Oh gosh, now you don't have to watch or listen, excuse
me. You're welcome. There you go. Yeah.
I mean, there you go. I got my nails done.
On Sunday.
And I like
those. I think those are actually my favorite ones that you've had done. All the ones out of however many years I've been watching you get your damn nails done, I think those are my favorite.
You mean when you took over my nail shop? And everybody was like, oh, bring him back.
What can I say? People like me. I'm entertaining.
So Sabrina at Prisca Nails and Spa in Chandler. And we were in Chandler and we stopped off at American Way Market, which is like an antique store slash consignment slash it had a food place in it because I was hungry. And while we were there, there were Secret Service all over the place. You know, little squiggly things in their ears and dressed up all nice. And I'm like, maybe it's just they dressed up the security to, you know, make it more professional or something. Turns out Devil Spawn was at the store. How do you say her name? Ivanka. Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter, was there. And I guess she spent some time there baking some cookies and talking to the owners.
Super exciting.
So I was like, oh god, I'm glad I didn't see her, because you know, you might have been seeing me on the news for something else.
And I would have had to figure out how to do this all by myself.
You're welcome. I'm sure I would have figured it out. My 15 minute call, we would have solved it in just that,
right?
Just so you guys know, we're still raising money for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's with the Cancer Society, American Cancer Society, and I have answered some questions about if it's going to another place, and it's not. Because that place is very controversial. So I have stayed away from that place. And many of you know. And if you have questions, we'll talk later because I don't want to get in trouble. But yes, if you're on Facebook, which I think most of you are, most of you talking tonight are on Facebook. And you can donate. I believe it's at the bottom. If you're on your phone, it's at the bottom because I'm watching right now. It's at the bottom right here. See right there? You can click donate. I've already donated to my own fundraiser, so that's why I didn't press the button. See how that works there. You go ahead. Go ahead and donate your money. Yes. Oh, hey, Sassy. She's watching on Twitch.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Yes. So that's me. How about you? What'd you do this weekend?
So my weekend was actually pretty busy. I and myself and my lady friend decided to get away for a night because this is like the first time doing anything like this since everything got shut down, since the pandemic. And oh my God, it was so nice. So Sunday, we actually started trekking up. We left fairly early and it was actually... So what we had planned on doing was leaving here fairly early and getting to Montezuma's castle around 8 a.m. or so when they opened. Right. So we get in my car and it was probably about 6:30 or so. We get in the car and my tire pressure light was on. So I was like, OK, I need to go put air in my tires, right? No big deal. Okay. So went to the QT that's right here up, you know, it's at 19th and Glendale. Went and, and, you know, tried to put air in my tires. Nope, the thing's fucking broken.
Ah.
Like, well, shit. So I was like, well, my tire place opens in like 15 minutes. We'll go up there. We'll wait, whatever. Forgot it was Sunday, so they're actually closed.
Whoa.
There's a QT right there. So I was like, okay. So I went to that QT. Nope, that thing's broken too.
Ah!
So now we're at two QTs, right? So we're like, oh, look, okay, there's another tire place. Let's see if it's open. Okay, it'll open in about 20 minutes. It's fine. We'll just wait, right? So we drive over, and the thing says, you know, if you look online, you look at the website, it says it opens at 8 on Sundays. Uh-huh. Nope, it opens at 9 on Sundays. So we're like, are you fucking kidding me? So we're like, all right, where the fuck is the next, like, where's the other, the next closest QT? So we find the next closest QT and we drive up there. I managed to get 3 out of my 4 tires filled before the thing stops working. We're like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
So then we have to drive a little bit more north to go find one more fucking QT so I can get my goddamn one last tire fucking filled. So we finally got on the road after more than an hour of trying to get my fucking putting air in my tires. So dumb. But Sunday was nice. We went up and we walked around Montezuma's castle, Montezuma's well. And then we went and had lunch in Sedona, which was really nice. Oh, that was
I miss Sedona.
That was like it was nice. It was in the shade. It was cool. There was a breeze. It was warm in the sun, but you know, it still wasn't that bad.
But Sedona warm is not right. Phoenix warm. Right. Okay.
There's a big difference. we went and had where did we eat? The butterfly burger or something like that. Burger was really good. Mm. And we sat outside. The entire weekend we never sat inside. At a restaurant.
I bet. It's so beautiful. Won't do it.
I won't do it anyway. I won't do it. But
I mean, you didn't travel all that way to sit inside.
Right. That did too. You? But still, I'm not willing to eat inside anywhere yet. That's one of the highest risk things you can do. So I'm not doing it. And then after lunch, we drove to Jerome and we got checked into our Airbnb, which is so freaking cute. It was a little flat that sits above the Flatiron Cafe in the Flatiron building. Super cute. Then Sunday evening we walked everywhere because okay. So we were originally
handled that.
Oh, I'm very sore right now. But one of the main reasons we decided to walk is because we ended up taking my car. That was a whole other thing, was that we weren't supposed to take my car initially. We were actually supposed to take her car. Mm-hmm. We ended up taking my car.
You just had all kinds of problems.
For those of you that have never been to Jerome, Jerome is like, it's nothing but hills. It's all hills. Hills, 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 hills. The whole damn thing. It's a mining town and it's all hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't drive a stick, trying to parallel park on a hill is, yeah. So we found a parking spot right in front of the Airbnb. Right in front. So I'm like,
wow.
And I parallel parked my bitch in there. And I'm like, no, we're leaving it. We're not touching it until we leave. Because I'm not doing that again. But we walked up and we had dinner at the Asylum on Sunday night, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. And then Monday morning we got up and we got breakfast from the cafe. The folks that own the Airbnb own the cafe. So
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we sat out on their patio and we got breakfast there and then checked out of the Airbnb and walked around Jerome for several hours, checked out all the little shops and things.
Oh, that's my thing right there.
Ooh, and then there was one shop, though. It was interesting. Like, we were walking and one of the mannequin outside had a Trump Pence sign. And I was like, ew, no. I was like, how the fuck are you going to be pro-Trump in a town that's literally full of, like, hippies and shit? Like, seriously? So dumb.
There's got to be one.
It was great. And then we walked around. There's this, like, little, it's, like, called the, I can't remember, little mine ghost town thing that's, like, a mile up the road. And it's basically a giant fucking junkyard full of classic cars and shit like that. But it was kind of cool. It was just fun to just walk around and, you know, enjoy the time. And it was good. And then
you weren't in your house.
Right. And then we came back and I was so tired. Oh my God. I should have taken Tuesday off. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I should have taken Tuesday off, but I didn't. But it's okay.
You should know better by now.
I know. I was between the sun, the walking, the driving. Yeah, it was rough, but it was so nice to be able to just get out of Phoenix for a couple of days and not be here dealing with all of this fucking, why is it still so hot here? It's the middle of fucking October and it's still almost 100 degrees outside.
You know it doesn't get cool until Halloween.
I know, and I hate it. It's stupid.
I want to take a moment to thank Shannon, Kimberly, and Shelley for donating to the fundraiser.
Yes.
Let's see. Shannon says, in honor of her grandmother and aunt. Shelley says, in honor of my stepdaughter.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't think I was trying to remember if I've been to Jerome. I don't know if I have. I've been to Sedona.
I want to go back to Jerome and have more time. And I really want to do like some of the ghost tours and stuff. I love that shit. I am all about that shit.
Oh my God. We should do that and record it.
Yes.
If they'll let us.
There's one that that actually like they take you on the ghost tours and stuff, and they actually give you things like the EVP devices and stuff. And oh yeah, like I would love to do shit like that. I am all about it. So all right,
the fuck out.
No. Oh, I would fucking love it. Oh my God, I love that shit. I watch all the stupid cheesy like ghost hunting shows and stuff.
I can watch. Wait. You misheard me. Me in person doing that? No.
Oh, I'd be all about
watching
it. I'd be
on
like,
TV
come on.
Is a whole nother thing.
Oh, I'd be like, please talk to me. Come on, let's do this. Come on.
Oh,
what do you want?
Bitch will be screaming. I would.
Oh my God. I think we should totally do that. I totally think we should make that happen at some point.
That and me riding on roller coasters, even though I enjoy them, I scream the whole time.
Oh, see, I don't do roller coasters. I throw up a lot.
Of roller coasters.
Speaking of throwing up.
What?
No. Terrible, terrible segue. Terrible segue. Sorry, guys. Terrible segue. So tip tonight, you know, we talk about all sorts of stuff. Like until it's real. Gretchen, trust me, I have had all sorts of interesting things follow me home. I'm actually kind of surprised that nothing followed me home this time.
Oh,
it's how you
get to sage, honey.
One of these days, I will actually talk about some of my interesting experiences with things. We can totally make that a segment on the show. I will totally talk about it because I've had some really interesting things happen. But yeah, no, I'm fine with it. So. Tonight, we're actually going to talk about how to care for your sex toys. We've talked about this before, but it's been a little while, so I think it's important to revisit it, you know, especially since we were just talking about different types of sex toys and stuff. So this is something that I think is important, and I think it's often overlooked, because we're not actually talking just about things like dildos. It's important to take care of your toys, regardless of whether it's a dildo, whether it's a butt plug, whether it's a paddle, whether it's a flogger. Anything that comes in contact with your body needs to be cleaned. It needs to be taken care of. And materials matter. So we've talked about this before, too. For insertables, things that are going to go inside you.
Ooh.
Make sure that you go for things like, you know, body safe materials like medical grade silicone, glass, steel, and you want to avoid porous materials like jelly, TPR, all sorts of gross things like that. Don't put that stuff inside you. It's gross. Just don't do it. It's a breeding ground for bacteria.
Let me repeat that. Don't put food in there either.
Oh God, no. Don't put things in. No, don't. There are things that you just don't want to do. And I know that there are fetishes, and I know that there are things that sound like a really good idea until you end up with a yeast infection. And I would like to make it known that it is not just people with vaginas that can end up with yeast infections.
Oh, I watched something the other day where Somebody said Happy October, but it was coming out of another place.
Mm.
It was their butt, and pumpkins were coming out. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no, my God. First of all, I was shocked. How did they have that many pumpkins in there? Because there's like four in there. And they were not like the small little ones. They were like good, hefty size. And I was like,
wow. Nope. I'm not quite there yet. So silicone toys, if you use things like Tantus, Bad Dragon, Vixen, any of the high quality toys like that, the silicone ones, really easy to sterilize. You can do it as well with the glass and the steel ones. But the easiest thing to do is you can do it all at once. And you get a large pot, like a big old stock pot, boil some water in it, turn the heat off, and then throw your toys in the hot water. Keep them in there for a few minutes, and you have sterilized toys, which is fantastic if you share toys with multiple partners, you know, that sort of thing.
Also, how you can find out if they're real.
Oh, God. If you put a fucking jelly toy in a bunch of... Ugh, you're going to end up with a... Bleh. Like, you cannot put things like jelly, TPR, stuff like that in hot water. They will disintegrate. They will melt because they're gross and shouldn't be used. Also, silicone, glass, steel, those types of toys can also be put into a dishwasher. You don't use the soap. Never use the soap. But the hot water and the heat of the dishwasher will actually sterilize your toys as well.
So no pots for the...
Don't put them in there with pots and pans, because then you want to wash your pots and pans, and the pots and pans require things like soap. Don't put them in there with the pots and pans, but you can totally put them, you know, I would put them in the top shelf of the top rack of the dishwasher, and turn on your dishwasher, and that will very easily sterilize your things as well. It's fantastic. There are a lot of companies out there that sell things like toy cleaners. Which are basically, it's often like a spray or a wipe that you can use to wipe things down, spray on it, and then, you know, wipe it off. And putting a condom on your toys is always a really good idea. I have, even if you don't share your toys with multiple partners, it still helps with keeping things clean, you know? And if you sign up for things like the Ripple Briefs here in Phoenix, you get free condoms. And you can use those condoms for your toys. It's a good sort of best practice, especially for any toys that may be used both vaginally and anally.
Absolutely.
That way you don't have to worry about, okay, so you're going to use it anally, and then you're going to go and you're going to want to use it in someone's vagina. But you have to go wash it first. If you use a condom, you can just take the condom off, put another condom on. Much easier. You're still going to want to wash it and clean it, but if it's a toy that's going to go from one to the other, condoms make things a lot easier. And just again, make sure that you change the condom before you're switching holes. That's an important thing, because you can't just every time I see
don't mix the peanut butter with the jelly. God,
anytime I see any sort of porn or anything where they take it out of someone's ass and either put it in someone's vagina or in someone's mouth, all I can think of is, oh my God.
No, the one I freak out about is if you go from like anal to like frontal, I just go, oh God. Oh God.
Oh my God. Oh, like the bacteria, the amount of bacteria, like I just, oh, guys.
That's how you thank be stank.
That's how you end up with all sorts of infections. Like, it doesn't matter how clean you think you are. Doesn't matter whether you have used an enema. Doesn't matter whatever. There's still bacteria back there. And I'm not saying don't do anal. Butt sex is great. Go for the butt sex. But please, 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 if you're going to put it somewhere else right afterwards, either clean it or put a condom or something. Do something, because, oh, God, that makes me cringe. So for kink toys, things like floggers and paddles and things like that, you can use a toy cleaner to wipe sort of non-leather surfaces down, whether it's wood, whether it's plastic, whatever it is that you're using, you can use that toy cleaner.
Do you have a preferred cleaner?
I like the stuff that Pure makes. It's P-J-U-R. Their stuff is always pretty good. It's very body safe.
They should sponsor us, damn.
Right? They make a good one. I know there's some actual wipes and stuff out there, too, that you can get. And I can't remember what the brand is. But what you want to make sure that you don't do is let it sit. So you're going to wipe it, and then you're going to wipe it off so it's not sitting on it. Like, you don't want to do that. You can also use
Wipe the cleaner off.
Yeah, so you're gonna you'll use the cleaner, and then you'll either wipe it or rinse it off. You don't want to just let it
okay
sit. You can also just use like a washcloth that's been a damp washcloth with antibacterial soap, but you want to make sure that it is fragrance and chemical free, so get the most natural soap you can find. So you can wipe it down with that, but then again, you're going to want to wipe it dry so that you don't have the soap that's sitting on there.
Mm.
Now with leather, because a lot of toys are made out of leather. You've got leather paddles, leather floggers, you've got leather gear. There's all sorts of leather. So one thing that you have to remember about leather is that it's porous. So it can never be completely sterilized or completely sanitized. You can clean things, and you absolutely should clean things, but something to keep in mind is that it's never going to be able to be completely sterilized. So when you're dealing with leather toys, one thing that you can do is wipe it down with warm water and mild soap. Again, make sure it's fragrance-free, chemical-free, the most basic stuff that you can find. Never use harsh soaps or detergents to clean your leather. It can deteriorate it real quick.
Ugh.
Yep.
I hate when people are like, I just threw it in the dryer. And that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, no.
I'm like, leather.
With things like floggers and gear and stuff like that, you can wash it. You can, you know, if you get in there and if you really need to wash it, you can wash it. You want to hang the things up to air dry. So
don't they have leather soap?
Yes. Yeah. There's things. Well, there's conditioner. There's leather conditioner.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting to that.
Sorry.
Don't jump ahead, Felicia.
I didn't even read it yet.
So with your floggers or any of your leather gear, you want to make sure that you hang it to air dry, but you never want to put it in direct sunlight or put it in a clothes dryer. That can result in your leather becoming dried out and cracked, misshapen, and then bleh, you have gross leather. You don't want to do that. Condition your leather. This is important because leather is it's been referred to as like a living material. You know, it's skin. I know it's kind of creepy to think about that, but it's skin. So you want to make sure that you condition it. You have to keep it kind of fresh. Paddles, flogger handles, harnesses, anything like that, they can all be conditioned. Saddle soap is a great conditioner. Mink oil. And if you look for like leather conditioners on any website, you can go to like feed stores and things like that. They have leather conditioners. Anything like that will totally work to condition your leather. Things may have, you might want to see if it will discolor your leather. If you have like a lighter leather on something, that's something to look at.
Most of them have like a little thing on there in the instructions that's like, try it in a tiny area.
Right. Right. You always want to test it first because, you know, you don't want to ruin your leather. If you have a lighter color, you know, leather something, you don't want to use a conditioner on it that could potentially darken it and ruin it. You want to make sure that you clean any toys that come into contact with bodily fluids right away. That could be an impact toy. That could be a dildo, whatever it is. You need to make sure it gets cleaned as soon as you're done and that things aren't just left sitting because that's not okay. If you're playing with different people or playing at parties, if you're concerned about cleanliness or being able to sterilize the toys that are being used, ask. So if like with me, if I'm going to if I was going to flog somebody else or if I was going to use a toy on somebody else at a party, if I wasn't sure if there was going to be a way for me to be able to take it off and or be done with it and clean it real quick, then best practice would be to ask them if they have a toy that they would like you to use on them, whether it's a flogger, whether it's a paddle, whether it's a dildo, whatever it is. If they have something that they are good with you using on them, use that, because then it's their own toy as opposed to using yours, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. When you're storing your toys, make sure that anything that has batteries, you remove the batteries. Oh. Because batteries can corrode, especially if it's something that gets used in areas where there may be moisture. That moisture happens to get in there, then you end up with corroded batteries. So you don't want to do that. Always make sure if it's something that is battery operated, take the batteries out, kind of wipe things down, make sure that there's no moisture, make sure it's all dried out. And keep the batteries right there. So next time you need it, just pop the batteries in, boom, there you go. Make sure that any soft toys, whether the silicone toys, make sure they're not being stored in an area where they're touching. You can end up with, especially with heat and uncontrolled environments, you can end up with things that kind of stick. And then be very, very careful with any jelly toys that you may have. I never recommend using jelly toys. Everybody knows this. But if you put two jelly toys together, they will literally just fuse together because they're so
gross. Every time you say this and remind people of it, I think of my childhood when everybody had those jelly sandals. And when it got too hot outside and your shoes would start to melt.
Yep.
And you'd be like, gross. And like people would like have no shoes by the time they walked home because...
They're and you see if you one of these days I'll go and get like a couple cheap jelly toys just so people can see, and I'll do an experiment because they discolor, like they just absorb everything. So you'll end up with like, you start with like a clear jelly dildo, and within like a week or so it's like yellowish and gross. It's just so disgusting. But yeah, make sure that you store your toys properly. If you have you don't want to put everything on top of each other, have different areas kind of, you know, set out for your toys. I have a lot of my impact toys and things hanging on my wall, which is the easiest way. I got them, you know, it's out of the way and
easy to grab.
Right, exactly. Just grab it on the wall. Super easy. And remember that if you are using insertable toys, best practice is to use water-based lube. For the glass and like the steel toys and things like that, you could use a silicone, but I always say just stick with water-based, because then you have a good all-purpose lube that can be used for anything, whether it's skin on skin, whether it's toys, whatever. It's easy to wash off. You can wash it out of sheets, you can wash it out of anything without worrying about stains and stuff like that. There are different types of water-based lube if you need something that's a little bit thicker for like anal play, but water-based is always going to be your best bet. So make sure you have that in your bag whenever you go do things. There you go.
The pumpkin thing is disturbing on so many levels.
I'm not even going to... It's scary.
It was one of those things where I was like, this is very wrong, but I watched the whole thing.
I've seen videos like that where you're like, I don't know what this is, but it's like, yeah.
And I was like, oh. And then when I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think gourds are supposed to be going in your butt. But what do I know? I'm just, just little homebody.
You're you are less vanilla than you were 9 seasons ago. You're welcome.
I don't even think I was that vanilla then, but yeah.
I don't know. I remember going to the black and blue ball with you and your jaw was on the floor.
When we got to the toy section, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm still learning things. quartz toys are becoming popular as well. What's quartz toys?
Quartz, like the quartz, like rose quartz.
Oh, okay, quartz, okay, yeah. okay. Sorry. My brain wasn't there.
Because you know, then you can be one with nature.
Hey.
Sorry, sounded like could have been a gunshot. Totally fine. It's all right. We've had a couple of drive-bys in my neighborhood over the last few weeks.
That's not okay.
It's fine. Totally fine. It's always one of these.
And Bruce didn't say anything?
He's not a particularly good guard dog.
God, he barks when the mailman comes. What? He doesn't bark when gunshots?
No. No. Although he is now currently hiding under my table. So.
Oh, he's guarding. No, you mistaken. He's guarding you.
Yes, that's what he's doing. Is he's absolutely guarding.
Yeah, he's protecting your ankles. That's you mistook.
Oh Lord. Well, I still can. Let's take a closer look at current events. did you guys see the White House Columbus Day proclamation?
No.
It's on the whitehouse.gov website.
Hold on.
In a nutshell, because it's long, I'm not going to give the whole thing, but I'm going to give you a quick thing.
A little synopsis. So,
basically, the thing was glowing praise of Columbus. Columbus is amazing. Columbus did awesome things.
What is this guy in the fourth grade?
And then it talks about radical activists who are trying to revise history by talking about what Columbus really did, basically. So... yeah. So radical activists are the people now that are actually talking about the atrocities that Columbus actually did. You know, the whole
Meanwhile, other people are fine people.
Oh, yeah. Now, the executive orders that have there, I think there were two or three of them that were signed. One of them was signed so that statues of great American heroes are to be built or rebuilt. I'll leave that up to interpretation. And there was one that was designed to root out the teaching of racially divisive concepts. What you know, like actual history. So basically, if you are teaching things like, racism in classrooms, then you can get in trouble.
Say what now?
So if you're teaching actual history, like, you know, slavery was actually bad and not something that like we should be celebrating. And that when the white man came to this country, the genocide that subsequently followed
and still all happening.
That. Right. So if you are teaching that, you know, the actual truth and real history, you can get in trouble.
Oh my God, can we get sued by the government by talking about it?
Oh God, I hope so. Please, I hope so. I would love to see it. Maybe we should start doing
communist to me.
I think that we should start doing a history lesson in the Fifi.
I could. I love that kind of stuff.
Start talking about the real American history.
I follow multiple blogs that have like little known history facts, little known black history facts that like shock and awe and would put you like 10 years back. You'd be like, what the fuck did I learn in school? We could do that. I definitely would have to be on the ball about that because sometimes I only do these like the day before or like,
well, you remember earlier this year, like I went on a whole thing and I talked about the founding fathers, I talked about slavery, and I talked about Abraham Lincoln and all of that shit
we have plenty of material.
I think should we add a little touch of American history in the Fifi kids? What do you think? Should we start teaching racially divisive concepts? I think we should.
And I'll probably unblock the Oompa Loompa just so he knows what we're doing.
Perfect.
I need him to be in the know because you don't get to know history if you're blocked from us. I mean, you already tweeted our name.
I know.
We were on his mind.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yep.
Though somebody, I don't know if you guys saw it on my Facebook, that somebody put Cove Fifi 19, and I was like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Please do this. Yes, do it.
All right.
Do it.
Do that. I totally think we should. I think we should put, yeah. I think, all right, we will add that. We will add that.
We will do that.
To our list of things that we talk about, to our regular segments. We'll find little, quick little pieces of little known history or things that maybe not necessarily little known, but things that are little talked about.
Oh, you know what? If I can find this, I'll find some that are Arizona related too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Because this is quite the piece of pie. Mm-hmm. That led to Arizona has always been last in civil rights movements.
Yep.
There's your history fact. Mm.
Yeah. So we will totally do that. I think we can totally make that happen.
I
think we can start that next week too.
Oh sure. My gosh. Don't go what to else the website.
What else, right. Let's see. What else have we got?
Having the White House thing open on my laptop for longer than 5 seconds.
Yeah, don't do that.
Let's see. The Oompa Loompa is all up in the business this week. Since recovering from COVID-19, did you know his son got it too? Poor little bastard. He's also cutting the census
count.
Wait,
Baron had COVID?
Uh-huh.
I thought that children were immune.
That's why.
That's what he said. Children were immune. Children don't get it.
I like to let you interpret that how you feel, because mm-hmm. you know it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So the Oompa Loompa, whose son got COVID, just throwing that out there, cut the census counting short. With an executive order. He's just busy with the executive order.
He's got nothing better to do except sign shit.
I think when he was in the hospital, he was like, what else can I do? What else can I do to tear up your motherfucking life? You mean like
the 24 hours he was in the hospital?
Yeah. some worry. There was a lot of worry on Twitter yesterday and today that some areas won't be represented.
Duh. It's not accurate anyway. Nowhere I know. On any of it, like you literally... There's nothing on the census about the LGBTQ community.
Correct.
So that's not represented anywhere, which is bullshit. This is 2020. We should be like, it's not going to be accurate anyway. So at this point, whatever.
Something that I didn't put on here, I don't think that I put it on here, but I read while getting ready that Texas is taking away protections that protect the LGBTQ community as well as people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And the governor has said that it is to line up with the state laws. I want to know what those laws are because they weren't cited. But I just want to say that leading up to that, this is what we have to look forward to if, and it probably will happen unless we fucking vote, guys. Fucking vote. How do you say her name? Amy
Coney Barrett.
Yeah, it sounds like a cheap car. Anyway, is quoted as, you know, she doesn't really support LGBTQ. We already knew that. But she said that being LGBTQ was a preference.
Well, of course it is, because I would totally choose this, you know.
Yes, I chose this life
mm-hmm.
over...
I love being told I'm a second-class citizen.
Yes. There were some other things that made the ears perk up of during the Senate Judiciary Committee meetings that have been happening all week as they get ready to confirm or deny. Please deny. Her seat. And I'd like to know what else you guys have heard about her, because I've learned so many things. I haven't posted about her because I've been trying to like absorb all of this. But I want to know what else has she said that you are like a second class citizen. Because I feel like she sideswipes most of the questions, especially during Cory Booker's portion. He did very well of cornering her. And she did the, you know, like a pageant answer, but it wasn't really that good, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, you bitch. But she's sitting up there. She goes, well, I can't, some of them, she was like, I don't really have an answer for that. And everybody's entitled. But at the same time, she's saying it's a preference. You know, and we all know that she's on there because one of the things that she wants to go after is Roe versus Roe Wade. So she doesn't answer those questions. And for me, we're in an age where we all can see through your bullshit.
Yep.
And we all can do our research. We can all
know she's very Catholic, very pro-life. So she would be all about reversing Roe v. Wade, which is a bunch of horse shit. But
and even though she says, oh, you know, I'm for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm a judge and I serve justice first. Nope.
Bullshit.
Get out.
Bullshit.
Anyway, so I really don't like her right now. I've kind of watched this. It's kind of mind-numbing to have on in the background. If anybody needs white noise, it's wonderful.
I can't.
No, I don't just hear what I want to hear. I hear all of it. No. And then I go back and watch the highlights of it. Thanks, C-SPAN.
Wait for the memes.
The video memes are the best. But all in all, I can't stand her. And if she gets in, and which I'm hoping maybe some strike of luck, she won't. But if she gets in, things will be changing quite a bit in the reverse of what I think Obama did.
For sure. Oh, absolutely.
I don't understand this administration's turn of let's take it all back and
it has nothing to do with anything. It's all about Trump trying to be like, whatever he did, I'm going to do the opposite. So neener, 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 I have the power.
I feel like we're all on this like big ass playground and we're watching the big ass bully say, you know what? I didn't like what the black guy did. So we're going to put it back.
Oh, for sure. That's exactly what's happening.
What's happening.
Obama spent 8 years trying to clean up the fucking mess before,
and I love how he keeps saying he boosted the economy. I was like, no, you walked into an economy that was fixed. And it was
right. No now bus. The economy is shit, so...
And it was kind of failing before COVID, so... Anyway. And other crazy news, the FBI, not me, we... the FBI discovered a plot to take over the government in Michigan and now Virginia because earlier
just Michigan and Virginia. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So you know that's the weird thing is that those two states, and this all happened out of a room. In a basement, in a vacuum shop.
You know what? Revolutions have to start somewhere, okay? And if it starts in a vacuum shop, more power to them.
Poor vacuum shop owner, though. He's like, I just want this to be over. I just want to fix vacuums. And he's like...
Nope, you are now the headquarters of the revolution. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. And you think that we were... I mean... Do black people rule that much or what? I don't know. Do we have some power that apparently, I don't know about?
Apparently.
I need to know.
Let's see. We've got your weekly COVID-19 updates. In Arizona today, as of today, we have 227,635 cases. That is up from 222,538 last week. We only have about, 50 or so more deaths, so I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. We have 5,772 deaths, which is up from 5,733, so I guess that's good. Nationally, we are currently at 7.82 million cases. That's up about 32,000.
Yikes.
And 216,000 deaths. We're still averaging about 1,000 people dying per day. Locally, 21 Metro Phoenix schools have reported outbreaks. Surprise, surprise. Look at that. You see what happens when you send everybody back to school?
Wait. The outbreak can be as little as 5 to 6 people.
Correct. So what it is, the way that the schools schools have to consider an outbreak. So it's 2 or more people within a 2-week time frame. Mm-hmm. Now, however, if you think about it, say you have one kid in 4th grade and you have one kid in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a teacher. How many people have those people come in contact with? So you have all, you have the entire class, right? Mm-hmm. You have the teacher. The teacher has also come in contact with other teachers, potentially other staff as well. Maybe they were in a different classroom. So now that entire classroom. And then you also have the siblings of the kids that are also positive. So now you have to worry about, okay, so now those siblings are also now exposing their classes to whoever. So, yeah. And we have 21 schools that have reported outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. We are currently also, in terms of testing, we are at a 6% positivity rate.
Still rising.
And just to let everybody know, everybody keeps talking about a second wave. We are still in the first wave. The reason being is we've never plateaued. The thing that will indicate the end of a first wave is a plateau where there are no positive cases. There are no nothing like there's a no new cases. You have a plateau. That plateau indicates the end of a first wave. If you look at our graph has never once plateaued. We were up here and then we came back down and now we're going back up again. But we've never had a steady, no new positive cases, nothing. So we are still technically in the first wave here, folks. We've never ended it. It's still going. Mm-hmm. Because we've never hit a plateau. So yeah, we're still going here, folks.
What does Shannon say? Shannon says, this is why my kiddo is staying remote.
Yeah.
Sucks for her senior year, but I'd rather have her healthy and alive.
Yeah,
that's
exactly why my lady friend's kids are all staying remote. Their schools have all gone to a hybrid. So a lot of their friends have gone back, but looking at numbers and stuff, if I had a kid, I would keep them home. I would absolutely keep them home.
What was I going to say? For me, I'm okay. I get tested very often too, but, we have procedures that other schools may not have in place. We have people like round the clock cleaning.
Right.
Which is very comforting for me because I was already a little bit you know we talked about it before. I was already kind of
right.
But now COVID came in, I'm like, oh fuck. Oh God. Yeah. So
speaking of cleaning and things, I don't know about you, but I've been seeing pictures and videos of local bars here. Like there were pictures of taken of a bar's patio where no one was wearing masks, which is fine, but you're outside. But there was also really no distancing. Like literally none of the tables had been moved. Like they were still, it looked like the same amount of tables. People are all still sitting really close and no fucking masks. I also saw video of performances at a different bar where the entertainers were not wearing masks at all.
Were they in the crowd?
They were not in the crowd, but they were sharing microphones. Didn't see the microphones getting touching walls and things. And the stage area was like separated, like it was kind of roped off from the audience. Mm-hmm. But the audience was like right, looked like it was like right up on the stage. So like you couldn't go into it, but it's still right there. And in the video, I'm seeing people not distanced sitting around with no masks inside. So I don't know if people are actually enforcing masks inside the bars. I don't know what's going on in terms of cleaning and sanitation, but right now, seeing those pictures and seeing those videos and stuff, I'm not keen to get into any bar anytime soon because I don't know. And with like, I know what the dressing rooms look like in some of these things. There's no way to social distance. There's mm-hmm. there's no way. And I've seen so many fucking people in this community be irresponsible. I don't know. Nope. Sorry. Mm-mm. Not yet. Not yet. We're not there yet. Numbers are going back up. And I don't trust y'all. Sorry. I don't. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I carry hand sanitizer wipes everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you guys know that I do wipe things down all the time. So that will be me.
Yep.
And I won't share a mic. I don't think I really did before either. I did if I had to, but it was...
Yeah, I mean, it's gross anyway, but like now that shit's like, oh God. And no masks? Like, why are you not requiring your performers to wear masks? They're not that far away from people. And sharing microphones and like, I'm just, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What time is that? Oh. I've
got a few more minutes, so.
So, real quick, numbers are not just going up here. They're going up in Paris, France.
Not Paris, and, Texas.
No. Though Texas can eat a... Never mind.
Yeah.
And they are setting a curfew, kind of like how we did here in Arizona in the beginning. And going back into doing, you know, the whole lockdown thing. What I don't... I know that we're in a hurry to get back to being normal. What I don't understand is why we don't wait for it just to, you know, like you said earlier, plateau and get to a safe place. 'Cause once you level it out.
Paris did. Paris, I believe, got their shit handled. This would be, I believe, Paris's second wave.
Okay.
So they managed to get then. Their numbers, I believe, under control. And then it.
But notice people aren't trying to overturn their government when they say, get your ass back inside.
That's because they're like, oh, this would be a really smart idea if we want to make sure that we get this under control. But yeah, whatever.
If you're related to any of those people that are like, oh, I'm going to overturn the government, please tell them to go sit the fuck down.
Mm.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're planning on overthrowing Trump. If you're planning on overthrowing Trump.
I mean, awesome. Go for it. Go. Hurry. I support now.
That. I support that 100%. Do it. Do it.
Speaking of the Oompa Loompa, the Oompa Loompa used Dr. Fauci in his latest campaign ad, and he's saying, like, you know, like, this is good, this is great, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about something else.
Right.
And Trump took it upon himself to put it in his campaign video, and not even an hour after I first saw that video, Dr. Fauci was already on Twitter, on the Newswire.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he was like, no.
Mm-mm. He was like, my resume's out there. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no way he was going to be okay with that. Not a fucking chance in hell.
And I haven't seen the ad since he made that stink. So
they probably had to pull it because you can't do something like that. It's misrepresentation. And I'm sure that he threatened all sorts of legal ramifications.
I was like, you stupid. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
We've got early voting is now happening. It's in full swing around the country. I just got my ballot today, so I'm very excited. I'm going to get that filled out.
I mailed mine.
Good job. I'm going to mail mine as well. If you've got your ballot, let us know. Are you going to be mailing it in? Are you going to be dropping it off? What are you planning on doing? And as long as you vote, please, please vote. Please vote. Please don't throw this away. We need this. We need to try and get things back on track. We need to try and get this country back to where people feel safe again. And I know that it's not ideal and that there's not really a fantastic option, but we're not just voting for the president. We're voting for the cabinet. We are voting for everything. So please keep that in mind when you vote. And if you have not registered, you have until the 23rd to register.
No.
Oh, speaking.
No. In Arizona. No. You have until the 15th. The court.
They moved it again?
Uh-huh. They rolled it back. And you have until the 15th, which is tomorrow. So if you want to register to vote, please go online and register to vote.
Register now. Register today. Register tonight.
It's as easy as Googling register to vote in Arizona. Easy. Yeah, make sure you register to vote. This is like urgent ASAP. Put it at the top of your priority list.
So, my lady friend's sister came to visit her the other day at the house to pick up some mail and shit, and mentioned an offhand comment that she wasn't registered to vote and that she had never voted. And I guess I gave her. I gave her my disappointed dad look, which if you are any of my drag children, you will know what that look is.
You don't have to be a drag child to see this.
Well, still. The next day, get a text that says, I registered to vote. I'm officially registered to vote because I never, ever want to see that look ever again. Ever. So if you guys need like to push your kids to do something, let me know, because I will totally send them a video.
Part of your OnlyFans?
We talked about this. I will totally be that disappointed dad, and apparently it works. It encourages people to register to vote. So look at that.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I didn't do any of that, but where'd he go? I didn't do any of that, but our oldest daughter is registered to vote now. Where did you go?
No, I didn't go anywhere. You left.
I didn't leave anywhere.
You left. You went away.
That was really weird. Didn't.
So I'm looking at this. Who is FF?
Both of us.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
I should have noted that.
I'm like, those are not my initials. I mean, I know that you totally forgot my name earlier, but FF, not my initials. So upcoming gigs on this Sunday at 7 p.m. We have a very special story hour as part of the fundraiser for the Arizona Democratic Party. It'll be myself, Felicia, and Sassy will be reading some really great stories.
I can read now.
Look at that. You've got a Halloween thing.
Oh, yeah. So on October 31st, I was so excited about this. I will be participating along with someone from LA. Why can't I remember the other one? But different parts of the country, doing the Drag Queen Spooky Hour and Costume Party at 11 a.m. On Halloween morning.
At 11 a.m.
Uh-huh. And this one is a ticketed event. Message me if you want the link to the tickets, or look on my Facebook. I think I put it on my Facebook. Yesterday was just full of little announcements and things. Of course, on the 14th of November, we are going to be at the Drags for Paws. there goes
Drags
that dad.
Is not a noun. I drives me crazy. Drags? It's a verb.
Drags for Paws, benefiting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. And that's at the Screening Room in Tucson, Arizona at 7 p.m. Make sure you get tickets for that, unless you're going to be...
The link is live, so you can get tickets. There are a very limited amount of tickets. Things, social distancing and masks and things will be in effect. So you will need to be prepared. And if you're going to take pictures with us,
don't touch me.
No, not going to happen. I'm also not going to remove my mask for you to take a picture with me. That's not happening either. So, yeah. Just saying.
I have a clear one.
I have to get a clear one.
I'm just worried that my face might fall off. Something I didn't put on here is that, I can't remember the name of it. I'll tell you guys about it next week, officially. But I'm participating in a mental health summit as well. I think that's November 4th.
Okay, good.
And sometime between October and November, October's almost over, I'm being painted by Brandon McGill.
Yay.
Yes. And that's it. That's all. That's all.
That's what we got. Oh my goodness. Well, hopefully you guys learned a little something tonight. We got some good stuff. We will definitely work in our little bit of history tidbits in our future shows, I think. Because you know what? Fuck the patriarchy. Fuck the government who's trying to tell me that we can't teach actual history, that we want to stick with the whitewashed history that makes things, you know, cute and fun and white.
You remember when Columbus came over here and he discovered land that people were already on?
And sweet potato casserole and pumpkin pie.
Oh, I love me some pumpkin. Not the subject.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. We will see you guys all next week.
Yes. Good night.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.